This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus, where protests are swelling against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday the United States was following events, quote, very closely, quote, in the former Soviet nation. President Trump said it was a, quote, terrible situation, end quote. Washington has already called for Belarus's president to open talks with civil society. Workers at a state-run factory confronted Lukashenko with chants of leave Monday as pressure built on the strong man to step down. Employees at several factories and state television walked off the job after an historic protest Sunday brought as many as 200,000 demonstrators to the streets. In footage widely shared on social media, workers shouted at the Belarusian president as he tried to give a speech. Visibly angry, he walked off the stage. The six-term president said Monday he would be willing to hand over power after a referendum in an apparent bid to pacify mass protests and strikes that pose the biggest challenge to his 26 years in office. Meanwhile, opposition candidate Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said she's ready to create, quote, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections, real, honest, and transparent elections that will be unequivocally accepted by the international community. This is VOA News. Monday, China slammed Washington for using, quote, digital gunboat diplomacy, end quote, after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its interest in another app it bought and merged with TikTok. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, President Trump has claimed TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers on people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the conflicts in Libya and Syria with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in a telephone call Monday, the Kremlin said in a statement. The Kremlin said the call's main focus was on the crisis in Libya, highlighting the need to make real steps towards a sustainable ceasefire. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose first term in office back in 2007 ended in part for health reasons, sparked fresh speculation about his well-being Monday with an unexpected hospital visit. Abe emerged from a Tokyo hospital more than 7 hours after he entered and left by car without saying anything, according to footage by local media. He's been previously treated for ulcerative colitis. Recently, questions have been raised about the Prime Minister's decision to avoid holding any press conferences despite rising criticism over the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak domestically, where infections are increasing. Monday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern postponed the general election by 4 weeks to October 17th, but ruled out delaying it any further as the country tackles a new outbreak of the coronavirus. Pressure has been mounting on Ardern to postpone the vote amid the resurgence of COVID-19 infections in its biggest city, Auckland, after the country had been free of coronavirus cases for 102 days. New Zealand law requires the election be held before November 21st. Monday, India reported its coronavirus death toll has surpassed 50,000 after confirming more than 900 new dead in one day. The country is fourth in the world in COVID-19 deaths, trailing only the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Nearly 776,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19. The second-ranked tennis player in the world, Simona Halep of Romania, said Monday she will not travel to New York in the United States to take part in the U.S. Open due to COVID-19 concerns, saying she's putting health at the heart of her decision. Monday, U.S. Democrats open an unprecedented virtual national convention to formally make former Vice President Joe Biden their candidate for president. Republicans will hold their own convention next week to nominate President Trump. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.